You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. In addition to our premium courses on the Effective Statistician Academy, we also have lots of free resources for you across all kind of different topics within that academy. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and find the academy and much more for you to become an effective statistician. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to this interview for the Effective Statistician with Cytel. We have Yannis and Raja today here from us. Hello together.
Hello.
Good morning.
I also have, of course, again, my co-host Benjamin Pieske here. Very good. Today, the topic is to speak about data science. It's really the hot topic of this year. It's especially for PSI. There's a couple of things going on. There was a webinar about data science and big data science session at the PSI conference. I just recently read an article about data scientists for the third year in a row, the most sexiest job in the US. Obviously, really a hot topic. Let's dive into this. Rashad, maybe you can start with an introduction of yourself. Where are you from? How did you get your career to this space? And what are of your special interests in statistics?
Sure, I'll begin. I'm Yannis Jamai. I've been working at Cytel for 13 years and head of our consulting and software group. Cytel started as a software company in statistics, and we've continued to provide tools and services to the statistical community. I'm very interested in data science as it's more and more relevant to the world and more relevant to our particular industry, the life sciences and drug development. I got my statistical degree from Harvard. I was interested in causal inference because that's a very different direction than data science. And it's interesting to see how the two can be reconciled to assess causality as well as correlation in these types of problems.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rashad Mukherjee. I'm a trained statistician. I got my full degree in statistics from University of Wisconsin-Madison, mostly focusing and doing a lot of mathematical statistics, working with semi-parametric models, but with applications in survival analysis. That was my interest in biostatistics. And then I started working and teaching in public health, and that got me exposed to the sort of statistical or data-related problems people look at in the healthcare industry in general. And then I started working as a consulting statistician in Cytel 4 years back, mostly dealing with innovative designs for clinical trials. But while doing this, some interesting, so traditional statistical problems came to me. And they were mostly related to factors such as environment and genomic factors related to nutrition and diseases. That's how my exposure to something not traditionally handled by statisticians. Then I got into interesting projects dealing with biomedical images and signals for diagnostic purposes. So that's how I got into, you know, pure data science. I realized that just statisticians alone cannot deal with, you know, the massive amount of computing and data parsing required to solve these issues and get useful solutions. Like Yannis mentioned, we recently started doing pure data science and now have a team, a data science team at Cytel, And currently I'm leading that data science team at Sitel.
Okay, you mentioned that both of you mentioned there was a starting point, statistics, and you went into data science. So what exactly is distinguishing a statistician from a data scientist?
If you Google this question, you will get lots of different viewpoints. And it's quite a debate, actually. What is statistics versus data science? My view is data science is actually a component of statistics, which is basically engaged in predictions as the end goal, as opposed to statistics, which is also engaged in not just prediction, but also designing of experiments or clinical trials, estimation of parameters of interest, and doing hypothesis testing. The main difference in terms of technical expertise that you need for doing a data science additionally relies heavily on statistical computing. That's how I see data science.
I recently talked to a friend that is much more programmer than a statistician, and he said to me being really not a very good programmer and much more a statistician, saying, well, we are maybe in today's world, we are all data scientists. And I said, maybe that's true, but maybe a data scientist is actually a combination of us. I recently read some quote that said, data scientist is someone that knows more about programming and computing than a statistician and more about statistics than a pure programmer. Is that valid?
I can relate.
I would say we're living in an age where there's an explosion of data and everybody wants to extract information from that data. And people are coming at this from various backgrounds and disciplines. You could come in as a mathematician, a computer scientist, a biologist, and you have bioinformatics. Any of these disciplines are interested in extracting meaning and information from data and acting upon it. Data science has been a tug of war between these disciplines trying to claim ownership. Most other disciplines lack, compared to statisticians, is training of the framework and understanding of probability and uncertainty. And many disciplines come to data science, extracting information from data and making predictions in a deterministic way. A lot of what we'll call machine learning or artificial intelligence, sort of trying to repeat patterns, not necessarily accounting properly. Fundamentals we learn in statistics about proper sampling, design of experiments, generalizability, causality. A lot of people who are not trained as statisticians miss the point. There's a big role for statisticians in this area, or we should work with colleagues from other disciplines. But data science is a cross-disciplinary area where statisticians should play a leading role.
Completely agree that there's lots of different people from a diverse background going into this. I recently came across a profile that was a person that called himself a data scientist that obviously knew a lot about kind of computing and actually had a very kind of, for me, surprising background as a patent lawyer. I think that just speaks to this diversity of people that move into this hot topic. You mentioned the explosion of data overall that probably contributes to being such a hot topic. Do you think there's further kind of contributions? Why is this such a hot topic?
I think there's some level of hype, understanding in the general public of what current methods can do to explain things. There's a certain level of magic or magical perception that are associated with the words like artificial intelligence, for example, or big data. People are seeing in their day-to-day life some of the data science work come to life. So whenever people use Siri or Alexa, a lot of these methods are playing in the background. And that's maybe what's capturing the a general public imagination and excitement. And I think also a bit of concern. We see some people worried about what artificial intelligence, automation, machine learning will do for their jobs and the future of society. So I think there's a mix of trepidation, excitement about what these things can bring. Very much the same way that this has happened before with gene editing, cloning, and many other new technology that capture people's imagination without real understanding. It's now upon us as statisticians to sort of explain to the general public what the limitations of these
techniques. What is the difference in terms of data science versus big data analytics? Is this the same, or is that, because I think very often these terms are used interchangeably.
I think, you know, data science, one of the applications of data science is to basically look at big data. So basically, you have these massive data sets. It could be data sets, genome, human genome data, or in addition to that, social network data set, or basically all this can be combined. So basically, you're combining structured and unstructured data sets and looking for evidence. The big challenge for data science is to filter the noise from such a big volume of data and extract that information. These are probably not competing areas, but big data, the problems of big data can be solved using data science techniques. That's my way of looking at it.
But it's not, you need a big data set to apply data science technique.
We look at biomarker discovery. The discovery process starts with small data sets. Problems typically have small n, but big p. The number of parameters or fact is much bigger than the number of subjects or experimental units.
You mentioned the biomarker. So there's an application for data scientists in the pharmaceutical medical area. When you go through job ads, big companies like Google, Amazon, regularly looking for data scientists. Who are the companies interested in data scientists or data science, as you describe and offer with Cytel?
I think every business is examining what it does and trying to understand how can it best leverage data. And is interested in the data scientists to do so. Many are getting excited and thinking, okay, I've got some data. If I just get a data scientist, we'll do some amazing things. But not data science addresses very specific problems. A lot of it is about prediction. There are particular instances where it lends itself better in the life sciences and drug development. There is a lot more design of experiment. There is more thought to what questions we want to answer, and therefore what are the data that we want to collect, and then how we get to analyze that data to get to answer the question properly. And that's happening more than ever with the whole discussion on estimands, where people are coming back and really trying to get back to the basics of why are we doing this? What is the real question? What are we trying to estimate? That makes it different in terms of the data we handle. It tends to be more structured. It's particularly in clinical development, you could argue once you're on the market, you may collect commercial and safety data and get more unstructured data. But at least in clinical development and in general, there's a much more thoughtful approach to collecting data. Collecting data can be very expensive, so you don't want to collect it faultlessly. So that, I think, is where the type of data scientist we use in our industry would be somewhat different from that of Google and Amazon, etc. And it also means statisticians have particularly important contributions to make in this area, since we are trained in designing experiments and making efficient use of data.
Can you give some kind of case study where data science had a profound impact?
Historically, data science was actually more popular in medicine than business analytics. We can look back and think about brain imaging and biomedical signals being used for diagnostics, patient-reported outcomes that were collected in real time. There were people using them to identify the quality and to then improve the quality of healthcare. So these things were always around for, have been around for some time. But I think the biggest impact of today of data science in the field of medicine is actually personalized and precision medicine, biomarker discovery, biomarkers that could be used as diagnostics or predictive. Predictive biomarkers can predict whether a particular therapy would be useful for a particular patient given their genetic or environmental or other factors.
If you have lots of data, do you use visualization techniques within data science to handle that, analyze it, and make meaningful conclusions?
I think that's actually the first step before using fancy statistical models and algorithms. I think the buzzword, machine learning, is a buzzword. But there's also a term called statistical learning, and that comes from doing simple statistics, but also that includes visualization of data, especially when it comes to things like biomedical signals and images. You have to rely on visualization because you're talking about high dimensional and genomics data. You have to look at pictures of this data, and that gives you insight into what kind of features you want to extract to be incorporated into the statistical models that will be used in machine learning algorithms. Visualization is a very important step. Once you have a certain prediction model or a diagnostic algorithm to showcase the results to the scientific community, I think visualization, again, is quite important.
So can I understand that that kind of statistical learning would include descriptive statistics and visualization at the beginning and could include machine learning at a later step?
Yes, exactly.
Depending on what you're trying to predict, it may be interesting to understand what explains what is going on in the background. So there are a lot of the techniques that you hear, such as machine learning or deep learning, they are often considered as black box. And you may not, meaning you don't quite know how the prediction is being made. Now, if you're looking for prediction of a recommended movie, say on Netflix, then you may not need to know exactly how Netflix came up with a recommendation. You just care about what a recommendation is, something that looks interesting or not, and then you'll go and decide and watch the movie. However, you know, when you're developing a drug, it is important to understand the mechanism of action, the biology, how all this is happening, why certain patients are affected, not just likely to be a respondent to this drug. The final users of these medicines who are put on the market are going to want to understand which patients are responders, which ones are not. It's not enough to use these methods in a vacuum. There does need to be accompanied by some kind of understanding and meaning. And I think that's where visualization, general inference, estimation, causal methods, and all the sort of regular tools, standard tools that statisticians are familiar with really come into play. We need a marriage of both disciplines to make things work in our field.
You just brought up another term, deep learning. So what does deep learning differentiate from machine learning?
Machine learning is just basically use of statistical algorithms to parse and learn from data. And this could be a small amount of data or a massive amount of data. And then the goal is to apply what the machine has learned to make predictions and inform decisions. Deep learning is a technique in machine learning. In machine learning, basically the user has to go through the whole process of designing these algorithms or putting together these algorithms in a controlled fashion to make sure that the end goal, which is prediction, is useful and accurate. And for example, it means you might start with huge amounts of data. You're looking at, you know, all different covariates and features. The question is, which features are useful to make a discrimination between whether a therapy is working for a particular kind of patient? But that's what goes on in machine learning. Deep learning is an automatic tool to achieving all this, and it mimics the human brain in terms of how the human brain learns. And it's based on these layered structure of algorithms called artificial neural networks. So a lot of it is actually a black box, and it happens in an automatic way.
Okay. This sounds really interesting. I'm a statistician, and I would like to learn more. What would be good resources to dive deeper into these topics?
There's a lot of universities. For example, Stanford University comes to mind. They offer online courses in data science, machine learning, and statistical learning. As a statistician, my entry to doing this kind of work was actually Hasty and Tip Shirani's book on, you know, elements of statistical learning. For a statistician, that's a very good start.
Yes, that's a very good book.
I read that as well. Maybe I'm already a little bit more a data scientist. There's actually the PSI conference coming up, which TEL is the main sponsor. And TEL is planning activities in data science. Can you tell a bit about that? What's going to happen in Amsterdam?
We're excited to help organize these sessions. We've been brainstorming for a while about these. And there are so many topics that are relevant and directions we could go in. So we're organizing two sessions on the afternoon of June 5th, which will be the Tuesday, which will follow one of the keynote speakers by Stephen Ruber, actually on data science and big data itself. And our two sessions will focus on particular areas of application of data science. I'll let Jad speak a little bit more to each one of them, the topics they will focus on.
We are adding a data science session, which will be split up into two sessions. One session just talking about some case studies and the general problem in a handling of high dimensional or big data. So that could be, and obviously we'll keep in mind that the audience will be a statistician audience. We'll select some case studies where statistics actually is the driving force to solving. The next session, we thought we would look at a data science subfield, which is emerging and exciting and has potential application in medical research, which is pharmacovigilance. You get information from any source into adverse events or side effects of drug already in the market. I think it will be a good mix of looking at and talking about some technical issues, but also talking about data science topics in a sort of general fashion.
Is there any type of statistician or anything the statistician should bring into the talks to better understand it? Is there a general recommendation you can give regarding the audience that you are targeting?
We're trying to invite some speakers who will give high-level understanding of opportunities for statisticians to use their skills to improve data sciences in the development of medicines and medical devices. We're trying to mix that with some also more technical applied topics on things like high dimensional data, brain imaging, and other topics that would really give a flavor of how this is done really in a practical sense. So there'll be a bit of both types of talks, and I think it should in that way be accessible to most everyone interested in the topic.
If people would like to learn more about SciTEL and data science, what would be a good place to learn more about that?
We have a few ways to do that. One is through our website, where you have explanations of what we're doing and case studies on our web page, as well as in our blog. And we encourage you to follow our blog, which has a diverse topics. The other is to stop by Vital Booth at PSI, chat with us about what we do and how we can help.
Our data scientists have been active in not just doing applied work, but also writing about it. But you can look at the CITL website. There will be links to these blogs on particular topics in data science. So that could be a very useful pre-read if planning to join our session.
Great. Thanks. We will put these links into the show notes. Thanks for being here today at the Effective Statistician.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Yannis. Thanks, Raja. It was great talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
See you at the PSI conference in Amsterdam.
We thank PSI for sponsoring this show. Thanks for listening. Please visit theeffectivestatistician.com to find the show notes and learn more about our podcast to boost your career. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your colleagues.
This show was created with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS. Thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, serve patients. Be an effective statistician.